You're listening to SBS News.
The United Nations Security Council has demanded an immediate cessation of hostilities in key conflicts, including Syria, Yemen, Libya, South Sudan, and Congo, to enable the world to concentrate on tackling the COVID-19 pandemic. It's the Security Council's first ruling on the pandemic. Germany's UN ambassador, Christoph Heusgen, the Council president for July, announced the unanimous result as a sign of hope.
I think it's a very strong signal for unity of the Council, and it's a sign of hope that we send here from the Security Council out into the world.
European aircraft manufacturer Airbus has announced it plans to cut 15,000 jobs around the world. Airbus head John Harrison says he could not rule out compulsory redundancies, but the company would strive for alternative ways to downsize its operation.
We're going to try to favour voluntary redundancy as much as we can, and early departures for retirement. We won't be able to rule out compulsory redundancies, but obviously, you know, people are everything to Airbus. This is an extraordinary situation. In January of this year, we were hoping to deliver 880 aircraft, and we thought we were in a position that was difficult to meet demand. And here we are today in July with this tragic news. So it's very regrettable, but we're doing this because we want Airbus to be still there when the recovery comes.
In the United States, although the federal government is putting on an air show and large fireworks display for the 4th of July celebrations in Washington, D.C., the city's mayor, Muriel Bowser, is urging locals to continue social distancing.
We think that we're following our health department's advice to be very careful about large gatherings, even large gatherings that are outside. We know that this is a special event for the Department of the Interior. We've communicated to them that we do not think that this is in keeping with the best CDC and Department of Health guidance. But this event will take place entirely on the federal property.
And California Governor Gavin Newsom has ordered bars and indoor dining at restaurants to close in most areas of the state for the next 3 weeks amid a troubling surge of new coronavirus cases throughout the state. The revised stay-at-home order affects 19 counties where nearly three-quarters of the state's roughly 40 million people live, including Los Angeles County.
Bottom line is the spread of this virus continues at a rate that is particularly concerning. We're seeing parts of the state where we are seeing an increase in not only the total number of positive cases, but a significant increase in the total number of people that are getting tested that are testing positive, meaning the positivity rate, not just the total case rate, is beginning to go up to a degree that obviously generates some concern.
Meanwhile, in Thailand, bars and pubs have opened across the country for the first time since the coronavirus lockdown began in the country in mid-March. They are still meant to observe social distancing with a meter between customers and 4 square meters of space per person, as well as tables required to be 2 meters apart. Customer Sirapop Jidmaslip is happy to be back.
It's quite a good time because, like, we have, like, need to stay at home, like, for, like, a couple of months. So, like, coming out is just, like, feel more, like, room to relax.
Unlike many countries, India is easing its lockdown before the number of COVID-19 cases has peaked. One of India's largest cities, Chennai, is refusing to relax restrictions, however. The city's hospitals are full of grieving relatives. Dr. K. Senthil, the president of the government's Doctors Association in the city, told the BBC it's too early.
The death rate is rising fast this last 15 days. There is a surge in Chennai and a lot of sudden death cases. That is, they come with breathlessness and those people succumb in a span of 2-3 hours.
But as some countries begin to ease restrictions, the World Health Organization's Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus is warning that a spike in the number of cases is almost inevitable.
Flare-ups are to be expected as countries start to lift restrictions. But countries that have the systems in place to apply a comprehensive approach should be able to contain these flare-ups locally and avoid reintroducing widespread restrictions.
Meanwhile, the WHO has noted reports that the United States has brought up the entire world stock of remdesivir, an antiviral drug which helps people recover from COVID-19. No other country would be able to access the drug for at least 3 months. WHO's Dr. Mike Ryan says they're checking up on these reports.
Yeah, we're aware of the reports in the media around this purchase or procurement of remdesivir stocks, and we're obviously working through our colleagues and our partners in the Access to COVID Tools Accelerator to clarify and verify this report. Obviously, there are many people around the world who are very sick with this disease, and we want to ensure that everybody has access to the necessary life-saving interventions.
The move has seen concerns resurface that if a vaccine is developed, it may end up only being available in richer countries. Finally, a mayor in Colombia has personally driven his own son, a nephew and a third man to a police station after discovering that they'd broken lockdown rules. He explained the men had been in a house together drinking alcohol. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Alan Lee, SBS News.